The UW says about 3% of the tuition hike is needed to help fund a program that lets veterans go to UW schools for free. The university says the legislature has provided some additional money, but not enough. Several regions wanted to highlight the student subsidy for the fast-growing veterans program. State School Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster.
I'm afraid that this is going to be, in the general public, just perceived as a 5.5% tuition increase, and all the rest of this is going to get lost. And so again, the university's done the right thing. They've made up for the rather irresponsible action of the legislature in not fully funding this.
But the regents eventually decided not to split up the tuition package. UW System President Kevin Riley says he and others will ask that the veterans program be fully funded by state general purpose revenue in 2009.
We've started that. We have now four of our regents who are veterans, including Kevin, the new student regent, who's an Iraqi war veteran, first one from that conflict. And we will be having them go down and talk to legislators, as I will.
Riley says another potential new source of funds is from the federal government in a revised GI Bill. The 5% tuition hike at the affected schools amounts to an increase of about $350 per year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.